from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The United States, Russia trying again today to finalize a ceasefire deal for Syria that would allow more humanitarian aid into the war-ravaged country. As world leaders are meeting in Hangzhou, China for the Group of 20 summit. Just after a meeting with President Obama there, British Prime Minister Theresa May spoke with reporters about what she thinks Moscow's responsibility should be in Syria.
It's vital that humanitarian supplies get to innocent Syrians who are in desperate need. I will urge President Putin to do all he can to get the aid convoys in and to end the indiscriminate bombing of civilians.
Civil war in Syria has killed more than 250,000, displaced 11 million. The American and Chinese presidents are calling on major economies to defend free trade as sluggish growth and disputes over steel and other imports are fueling demands in the United States and Europe to protect local industry. Opening the G20 meeting, Chinese President Xi Jinping appealed for governments to resist pressure to raise trade barriers. Meantime, South Korea's military says North Korea fired three ballistic missiles off its east coast today in a show of force timed to the G20 summit. And at the summit, South Korean President Park Geun-hye criticized the North for what she called provocations that are hurting Seoul-Beijing ties. South Sudan has agreed to the deployment of 4,000 troops to make up a regional protection force approved by the UN Security Council after leaders in Juba first rejected the peacekeepers as a violation of their sovereignty. Security Council members met with South Sudanese President Salva Kiir. This is VOA News. Center-left Social Democrats, the SPD, and anti-immigrant Alternative for Germany, AfD, parties appear to have taken the first and second places, respectively, in Sunday's election in the German state of Mecklenburg-Western Pomerania, where Chancellor Angela Merkel has her political base.
Und das Sahnehäubchen ist natürlich das.
AfD leader Leif-Erik Holm said this could be the beginning of the end of Angela Merkel's leadership. Federal elections are scheduled for next year. Exit polls show support for SPD in the state at around 30% and 21% for the AfD, with Ms. Merkel's Christian Democrats at about 19%. Her refugee policies were a prominent issue in the campaign. Hong Kong voted in its first major election since mass pro-democracy protest, with calls for independence and anti-China sentiment running high among groups of younger voters. Voters chose members of the territory's 70-seat legislative council, in which the pro-democracy opposition is hoping to maintain at least one-third of the seats, to have a veto power to block the pro-Beijing government attempts to enact unpopular legislation. There were protesters out on the streets, with some of them demanding the resignation of Leung Chun-ying, Hong Kong's chief executive. Raymond Yam is with the VOA Cantonese service and reports from Hong Kong.
People believe that he is too close to the mainland China and also always serving the first priority for Beijing and also the mainland Chinese feeling rather than defending the rights for the people in Hong Kong.
Hong Kong has been the scene of increasingly bitter political turmoil since the legislative election in 2012 that led to the pro-democracy protest in 2014. Turning to U.S. presidential politics, where Republican Donald Trump has edged closer to Democrat Hillary Clinton in public opinion polls 3 weeks ahead of their first face-to-face debate. Several U.S. voter surveys are showing that Clinton ahead of Trump, but she has cut her lead to about 4 percentage points or less, about half the gap of a few weeks ago, even as she continues to narrowly lead in several battleground election states that will likely determine the outcome of the November 8th general election. For more on U.S. politics and the rest of the news, check out our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And always on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.